This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry.
UK ramps up supercomputing.
And Dell buys Dell.
Hello and welcome to HPC Wire Soundbite for February 8th, 2013, available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Addison Snell of Intersect 360, joined again by my new co-host, Richard Brandt, editor of HPC Wire. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Addison. How are you doing?
Good. You all settled in over there now?
Yeah, I'm still working on it, but I'm getting there.
We put you in as editor, and just like that, the news kept on coming, right?
Yes, it certainly did.
Didn't slow down for HPC Wire at all. And in fact, I noticed we had a couple of new stories coming out of the UK. There's a lot of news in the UK this week, starting with this new HPC service initiative.
Yeah, the UK wants to increase its competitiveness, primarily in the industrial center. So it's creating a new service called Accelerator at EPCC,
right,
using some of its existing computers, which will now be provided on demand as a supercomputing resource to industry, also to universities, to academics. But looks like they're targeting mostly industry.
Well, I think they're targeting industry with the for sale aspect of it, and we can expect that university or science researchers might still have access to these resources at no charge. But what we're looking at is the supercomputers at EPCC, as you said, which is the University of Edinburgh Parallel Computing Center. That's the home of Hector, which is the well-known Cray XE6, together with an IBM BlueJean system, which is actually a little bigger than Hector on a peak and on a Linpack basis, plus an AMD dual-core system that they call Indy for its industry affiliation. So all three of those machines now available for rent or login.
Yeah, right. The Cray system is just over 90,000 cores, and the BlueJean Q is over 98,000 cores, I understand.
Right.
They didn't give any prices except for the Cray system, which I guess is going to be – comes out to about 16 cents per core hour. Is that
right,
correct?
Well, right. What they're saying is it's £3.20 to access – their 32-core node, which is the smallest unit that you can rent on the Cray system. So that comes out to 10 pence or almost 16 cents currently per core hour. They have not announced pricing for the IBM BlueJean Q, which would be complicated to do per core hour, just because of the very high core count in that architecture. I think they want to, you know, limit people's ability to figure out what it is per core hour, because that calculation wouldn't make as much sense. So neither that nor Indy have they released publicly what the pricing is. You have to inquire, and presumably the price might vary according to demand and well, supply and demand, right? That's what sets pricing.
Right, right, yeah. So they say just call in to find out what the prices are for this. This is going to be used, they anticipate it will be used a lot for simulations, computational fluid dynamics, and finite element analysis, that sort of thing. But again, it's basically to improve UK industrial competitiveness.
Right. Now, we've seen other programs for industrial outreach. This is kind of the UK joining the game. Obviously, we've had things in the US for a long time with things like the Blue Collar Computing Initiative out of the Ohio Supercomputing Center, the STAR program, Attack. The Council on Competitiveness has got their endemic program, NCMS with their PIC strategy. This has been a big focus of trying to improve industrial competitiveness by giving small to medium-sized manufacturers access to supercomputing. And it's nice that people can rent it per core hour. It's not the only hurdle in terms of also needing to have the software, the expertise, even the licenses, the budget authority. There's a lot involved in renting these systems. I'm sure they'll have some success stories to publicize, and it's a nice thing to have out there. I'm not sure it's a total game changer.
Yeah, they seem to present it that way, but it is a good service to have, and you know, we'll see if they reach their objectives on this. I'll look forward to seeing some of what they get out of it.
Yeah, we've been doing some other research with a particular client on the industrial use of high performance computing, and you know, we get comments back about how cloud is just not that efficient to use, and that related to the eFiscal program I attended in Amsterdam, that for the larger sites that can get a fair amount of utilization out of an in-house system, they'll do it in-house. It's more efficient. This would be more for the smaller people who don't have an in-house infrastructure that they've already invested in, or occasionally, I suppose, for people who are bursting over their capacity.
Right. And then we also have a new investment coming, or at least one announced from the Chancellor in the UK. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, so this wasn't the only HPC news or supercomputing news out of the UK. The Chancellor of the Exchequer went to Daresbury, which is actually the home of the largest supercomputer, at least the top of the highest ranked on the top 500 list for the UK, which is the Blue Jewel supercomputer that's 1.2 petaflops on Linpack. That's another BlueGene Q, a different BlueGene Q that's at the University of Daresbury. And the Chancellor has pledged £30 million, that's about $48 million, to the scientific center at Daresbury, the Hartree $30 million overall to Daresbury. £19 million of that goes to the Hartree Center, which is the home of that Blue Jewel supercomputer. The other third of it, the other £11 million, goes to the facility for the radio telescope at Daresbury, which is more about a big data problem for capturing and managing all of the data that's coming into what they claim is the world's largest radio telescope.
Right. You got to get that data back and forth. So.
Well, in this case, mostly forth, right? It's coming out of the sky.
That's right.
And we've got to figure out what we're going to do with all that data. It's a massive data capture problem. So the intent here is to keep the UK at the forefront of supercomputing. There's no announcement as to the £19 million of what that's going to be spent on, whether it's BlueGene upgrades or whether that's an open bid for a new supercomputer. But in any case, that's probably next generation supercomputing funding for the Daresbury Hartree Center.
Yeah, announcements of money, not too many details on exactly what it'll be spent on, but we'll assume they're using it for good purposes.
You know, it's important, though, because I had conversations with people. I remember in particular talking to Andrew Jones, who's an occasional contributor to Tabor Publications, and I talked to him last year after the UK made some announcements that they were dedicating a fair amount of resources to high-performance computing, and I had been skeptical, given the Eurozone crisis, that the money would actually get allocated. He maintained that it would. So I need to call out that conversation to acknowledge that Andrew's right, and we're seeing a significant amount of money flowing forth into these centers.
Right. That's good. Good. Don't know how they come up with the money, but hey, they're making some investments here.
Well, he's English, so I'll claim he had some kind of inside knowledge.
There you go. Okay.
Now, this wasn't all the money changing hands. A fair amount of money's lining up to move in the U.S. also, but on something entirely private, entirely different, with a private matter.
Yeah. Dell, Michael Dell, has decided to take Dell, the company, private. This is going to be a very, very big deal. He's making a big investment of his own money, and he's got this investment firm, Silver Lake Partners, putting in some money.
Right.
And then he's taking out some big loans. I think this is how much is he putting into this altogether?
Well, he's got a substantial investment from Microsoft as well.
Yes, that's right. Microsoft, they put in, I think it was $2 billion in loan guarantees,
right.
Actually.
Yeah, so it didn't look like it was an equity stake for Microsoft. It looked like it was a more of a loan.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Dell himself seems to be getting really most of the equity.
Right.
So.
Now, this is a story that transcends HPC, of course. It's across all of technology. It's big business news that's, you know, in the popular press. But it does have a significant HPC impact. You know, we've looked at the relative change in share among the top server providers in HPC, plus Dell is increasingly looking at the other portions of the product spectrum other than just the server, getting into some storage partnerships, et cetera. They've had a couple of major supercomputing wins at the top echelon of the top couple slots on the top 500 list, most notably with the Stampede system at TAC. So, you know, this is a big move for Dell to start looking at that becoming a private company now.
Yeah, I mean, Dell's other businesses are declining. It gained share in the overall server market last year, while Hewlett-Packard and IBM lost share. But that's a declining business. And the same thing in the PC business where Dell got its start. These are declining businesses, and Dell has to, you know, move up in the world.
Well, and we've seen in our numbers for server shares, Dell swapping positions with HP a couple of times for that number two spot. Going back to when we started tracking this market as Tabor Research, we found that Dell was in that number two spot ahead of HP, but HP overtook Dell when it picked up a lot of the benefit from Sun exiting the market when Oracle acquired Sun.
Right.
HP got a big boost from that. Now it seems that with HP's troubles, it's been swinging back the other way. We haven't done the final wrap on 2012 shares yet. Vendors are still yet to report a lot of their Q4 numbers. We've got some analysis to do, but I wonder if Dell might overtake HP again in that number two spot.
Yeah, that could be. Hewlett-Packard
tough year
also
for HP.
Yeah, and Hewlett-Packard put out a press release saying, it's very tough to do investments like this, and anybody who's worried about Dell's future will be happy to sell you our systems. So.
You know, that seemed almost ironic, that announcement this time around. Anytime any company goes through this kind of upheaval, you can count on your competitors trying to jump in on the news. I did it going back to when I was at SGI in product marketing, and HP was acquiring Compaq. We put together a takeout Compaq program that, you know, you try to give people discounts in order to move. And really, it's to get in on the news cycle. But in this case, for HP to be the company throwing the life rope, was viewed as ironic by a lot of people, given the troubles that HP has had very publicly recently.
Absolutely. Their investments that have gone sour, Autonomy, had to take a huge write-off on that one.
Well, and, you know, that transcends HPC also.
Yes.
The reason we look at it is because HPC ought to be a profitable business for either of these companies. And, you know, when you get saddled with losses in other areas, you've got to fight the investor perception there in terms of what you want to invest your money in. Ultimately, going private might help Dell get out of its unprofitable businesses and into areas where it really wants to make investments without having to look at a lot of investor scrutiny around their legacy businesses.
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't have to answer to shareholders anymore, keeps things a bit more private, keeps it out of the eyes of some of its competitors. And, I think Michael Dell's going to make some big investments here, and then once it is ready, is going to make some significant announcements. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting for sure. So we'll look forward to continuing to track it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is a big investment though. This is like $24 billion to buy out the shareholders.
And right.
That's assuming they all approve it. The shareholders, there's some upset about it, but it looks like the shareholders will approve it.
I think it'll go through. All right, Richard. Well, we'll be able to touch base on this again next week. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
All right. Talk to you again next week, Richard.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite. Got a question or comment? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.